This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, Janelle, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It seems impossible that a person could have 90 floors of a building crash down on top of them and then be trapped in that rubble for 27 hours and then live to tell the tale. Do you look back on that time and wonder how you survived that experience?
Oh, most definitely. When I looked at it, I can't believe that I actually survived it. If someone had told me that they have been through that, I would not have believed that person. But actually, looking at it and knowing that I was there, it's amazing that I survived. And I know it's not on my survival skills and whatever. I know it's all God's grace that He had on my life that day.
But can you take us back to that day, almost 10 years ago? You were feeling great. Everything was normal. Then suddenly you're at work and you feel the building sway.
Right. It was such a normal day for me, you know, going into work that day, going up in the 64th floor. And as I describe details, every moment of it in my book, I remember being there on the 64th floor, just talking with my coworker at my desk, and the building shook. And at first I thought it was an earthquake, and then it stopped and I got up and I looked out the window and saw all these bits of paper just floating around in the sky. And I'm like, what's happening? What's going on? Did something get blown open upstairs on the higher floor? And, you know, within trying to figure out what was going on. And then a couple hours passed by, well, a couple minutes, I should say. And then I realized that someone said a plane had hit the building. And then I realized that I'm in danger and I got to get out. And furthermore, we went into the conference room, and that's when we saw the reporting on TV telling us that it's a terrorist attack. And that point, I knew I had to get out. And at that point, I was so scared for my life.
So you were actually evacuating the building with your co-workers when the building actually collapsed on top of you.
Yes, I made it to the 13th staircase when we decided to leave. We got down to the 13th staircase, and when I stopped there to take my shoes off, that's when the building just come crashing down. Walls open up, dust, darkness. Everything was just coming on top of me, and there's nothing I can do. I just stood there and lay there and until it come to a complete stop.
And what happened to your co-workers?
I was the only one who survived out of 15 of us who stayed on the 64th floor and took the stairs afterwards.
Okay, so you're buried alive, you're unable to move, it's dark and you're alone.
Being under the rubble, can't move, can't do anything, totally darkness, dust in my mouth, my nose, my head completely stuck between the concrete pillar. At that moment, I really thought I was dreaming. I thought it had to be a dream. I'm going to get up and be at my desk or be somewhere else. I'm having a bad dream. And when I got up, when I opened my eyes, I realized that I'm still stuck and it's not a dream. And from that point on, you know, I just stood there hopeless, like basically like waiting to die because I knew no one was going to find me.
Can you tell us more about you know, the way that you thought about your life at that stage?
Because I grew up in a Christian home with my mom. She would always tell me about the life I was living, the life I was heading to, because I was really living the fast lane life, and I wanted to become a dancer. I wanted to be in the spotlight, rich, famous. I gave up my daughter in that sense. I left Trinidad, and I came to New York to pursue my dreams of becoming a professional dancer. Everything just flashed right before me. My boyfriend, Roger, at the time, you know, him waiting outside for me, the arguments that we had before, the things that I didn't say to him. I knew I was going to die, and these are the things that haunt me.
Okay, so faced with that recounting of your life, you started talking to God.
I just started to talk to him in a normal way of just begging and pleading with him, and actually you might say bargaining with him to give me a second chance and willing to change my life genuinely. And, you know, I wanted to live. I wanted to live so bad. I wanted to cry, but tears couldn't come to my eye. But I know I was feeling some sort of transformation going on within me. And for some reason, my left hand was loose, and I put my left hand above me, thinking that it was in an open air or something. I could feel the staircase above me. And I kept my hand there, and I kept asking God to just show me a sign.
And you got a sign.
Paul grabbed me by my hand. He told me his name, and he called me by my name, and he told me that Janelle, I got you, and everything is going to be fine. And he kept holding my hand and reassuring me that I'm going to be okay, that he's not going to let me go. And at that point, I felt so calm. I said to myself, I said, thank God, thank God.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.